After his brief career as a jockey ended because he grew too big, Steve Asmussen made the transition to training racehorses, and few have done it better. A native of Gettysburg, South Dakota, Asmussen gave up riding in 1984 and transitioned into conditioning racehorses. The results have been nothing short of sensational. Since 1986, Asmussen has trained the winners of more than 7,300 races through May of 2016, and his starters have combined to earn more than $240 million. At the time of his election to the Hall of Fame, Asmussen ranked second all-time in wins and fourth in earnings with 190 graded stakes wins to his credit. Considering his family's involvement in the sport, it comes as no surprise that Asmussen has enjoyed success in racing. His parents, Keith and Marilyn, are both former trainers, and his older brother, Cash, won an Eclipse Award as a jockey and also had success as a trainer. Asmussen went out to train on his own in 1986 with some of his family's horses. He won his first race as a trainer at the age of 20 that year at Ruidoso Downs in New Mexico and earned his first stakes win the following year. The Eclipse Award winner for Outstanding Trainer in 2008 and 2009, Asmussen trained three consecutive Horse of the Year winners in Curlin in 07 and 08 and fellow 2016 Hall of Fame inductee Rachel Alexandra in 09. Asmussen saddled both horses to victories in the Preakness Stakes for majority owner Stone Street Stables. Along with Curlin and Rachel Alexandra, Asmussen also trained the champions Kodiak Cowboy, My Miss Aurelia, and Untappable. He has led all North American trainers in wins 9 times and in earnings 3 times. Asmussen has ranked in the top 10 among North American trainers in both wins and earnings every year since 2000. In 2004, Asmussen won 555 races to surpass the single-year record of 496 that had been held by Hall of Fame member Jack Van Berg since 1976. He broke his own record in 2008 with 621 wins and topped it once again with 650 wins in 2009. Asmussen's Grade 1 victories include multiple editions of the Kentucky Oaks, Jockey Club Gold Cup, Frisette Stakes, Cotillion Stakes, Mother Goose Stakes, and Woodward Stakes. He has won 5 Breeders' Cup races and enjoyed consistent success at a variety of racetracks. In the fall of 2015, Asmussen won his record 17th training title at Churchill Downs. He also has won 13 training titles at Fairgrounds, 11 at both Remington Park and Lone Star Park, 8 at Sam Houston Race Park, and 6 titles at Oaklawn Park. In 2012, Asmussen became the first trainer to surpass 1,000 career wins at Lone Star.
Behind every great man is a great woman, Julie Asmussen.
Excited to be here today and honored Steve asked me to be his presenter. There are 2 things that Steve is passionate about, family and horse racing. I'm so lucky to be a part of both. And as I think back on our 20 plus years together, I have so many memories, too many to share, but here are a few from the journey. Do you remember when you and I were hauling Valid Expectations to a race? You were riding in the little two-horse trailer with him. I look in my rearview mirror and his arms waving. I think I left you back there a little longer than you wanted. We can laugh about it now. There were nights sleeping in stalls with sick horses, or how about when you, Darren, and Scott were the barn? You were the help, you were the gallop boys, the grooms, and I was your only hot walker. We've come a long way. It makes me smile to think when I think about going through the McDonald's drive-thru in a limo after the Dubai World Cup win. I can't imagine what the driver must have thought. For our boys, there was the time when you won 7 races all in one day. The very next day, you didn't win any. The boys' ages were 4, 6, and 8. They said, Dad, you didn't even win any races today. You looked down and replied, we don't give up, we'll try again tomorrow. Tug, the first horse you gave me, he's still with us today. You've made so many people proud, our boys, our families, our friends, our wonderful owners, and most of our team. The job you have chosen for a career has meant many great memories that we all cherish and hold in our hearts forever. The most powerful lesson you have shared with the boys and me as well is you never give up, no matter what the battle may be. You wake up every morning and you give it your best. Effort is everything. Your dream has come true because you live this. As Nelson Mandela once said, it always seems impossible until it's done. From the small town in Laredo, Texas, to the Hall of Fame, you defied the odds. You made it big. You did it, honey. I would like to present to you, I'd like my boys to come up, or our boys, sorry. I do that a lot. I would like to present to you a devoted father, an amazing brother and son, an outstanding trainer, Hall of Famer, my husband, Steve Asmussen.
Wow. Yes, follow that one. But understand the emotions. I definitely, obviously. You know, such an honor to be here. And for a trainer, 35,000 starts. I have to apologize to the numerous people that there's no way that I can thank them properly and stuff. But, you know, we got here. The example that my parents have set for me in Cash and the work ethic that they have and the thank you, as good as they are at what they do. I want to commend them on that. But joining me here today, you know, putting me in the Hall of Fame in this class with Rachel Alexandra and Zenyatta, Ramon Dominguez, one of the classiest people I've ever met, let alone a great jock. Thank you for the Jockey Club Gold Cup in Haynesfield. You won that race. But also, you know, Scott Blasey, and Darren Fleming, Toby Sheets, Pablo Campo, over 20 years of working with me, their attention to detail, their talent, how good they are at what they do, but the sacrifices they've also made with Blaine, Scott's son, the time away from that, doing his best. Blaine serves our country now. Scott's as proud of him as he is anybody else. Today, they're putting all of us in the Hall of Fame. I'm the furthest from doing this by myself. They are the people that have done all the work. They are the people that have earned this honor, and I hope that they're as proud as I am of them, and they should be. Also, you know, that being the help, all individual, Mike and Anna Shannon, who are here today, they took me in mid-80s, given me advice, taught me how to see things from a different angle, all the things that they've done for them. You wouldn't be standing up here today without great horses. John Moynihan, who helped in the purchase of Rachel Alexander, as well as Curlin. Things, David and Martha Fisk, you know, longtime associates with the Winchell family and all they've done and the support that they've given us. You just cannot thank you guys enough. Obviously, you know, the owners in 87, what was at the time, you know, I had a couple horses and was working for mom and dad. Ron Lance, longtime family friend, you know, encouraged me to take a stable to Birmingham Racecourse, his birthplace, and wanted proud to run there. Without his encouragement, I'd probably still be galloping for dad at El Primero, but, you know, obviously encouraged from the chance and glad to do it. You know, Bob and Lee Ackerley, who in 95 went to Ocala Sale and bought Valid Expectations. Dad and Cash went with them, purchased the horse. At the time in 95, Darren and us, we were stabled at Houston and they stopped at Houston on the way by, and he spent the evening there or whatever and went on. Who would have thought he'd have changed our life so much? But those opportunities, I don't know how to say it properly, but horses like Valid Expectations, like Rachel Alexander, like Curlin, they were able to do things for us that we weren't able to do for ourselves, you know. And I think everybody in this room definitely understands that, you know, with Zenyatta, the fact that, you know, how are we the ones chosen to be so blessed to be given this opportunity? And I'm just so proud of that. And Bill and Corinne Heidelbrower are here today, and I'm just so thankful for that. We've had over 1,000 wins for Bill and Corinne by themselves. I mean, that when I was looking that up, I mean, it just adds up. It's just such an amazing thing. You just so proud of them to be supporting us. And who can say enough about the opportunities that Stone Street and Mr. Jackson and Barbara gave us? You know, I'm so proud of what they accomplished, but know that the horses are the ones who did it for us. And without them, we wouldn't be standing here today. You know, Jess was such an amazing man, and I stand here regretting that I didn't take more in advantage of the opportunity that I had with him. Such somebody who, as Barbara said earlier, you know, with his path to greatness and his planning and his expectations, and how proud he would be for Curlin previously and now Rachel now to be in the Hall of Fame. And I will be eternally grateful for this opportunity, the opportunity with those horses, and thank you. But the Winchell family and the Asmussens go back to when I was in school. For their unwavering and continued support through everything, it is part of what makes this game so special. For everybody to be working, as David and Martha know, in one direction, hoping for better things for everybody, and their enjoyment of the great horses in which they've had, they have shown their class in the way that they've handled everything and everybody, and we are, Scott and Darren, the whole team, Toby Sheets, the whole team is obviously grateful to you guys. Thank you very much for that. But a story to try to explain. My dad and my mom. Mom, thank you for the faith you have given us. Could I have that water? Sorry. I've not even been able to say this driving down the road with the windows up. As you know, I come from a racing family. Don't look at your mom when you're trying to say that. Okay. But the work ethic and love that they've shown, Mom, from the faith that she has given me, as well as Cash. Having Cash as an older brother set my example. Tremendously talented person, heart as big as they get, big as all outdoors. But the examples that my father set for us when we were young kids in the early 70s, training at Ruidoso, New Mexico in the summers. We would be in Laredo in the winter starting young horses, Memorial Day to Labor Day, the meet at Ruidoso. You would go with Mom was training, Dad was riding. You would go to the Dad feed in the morning, go back, throw stalls back, tack up what you needed to, galloped everything he needed to, run in the afternoon. Mom and her attention to detail, everything had to look exactly a specific way, perfectly. Dad would ride in the afternoon 2 or 3 days a week. He would haul horses. From Ruidoso to Sunland, all for his family. Everybody in this room is in here for the love of the horse and the racing. But racing and growing up in this family allowed an opportunity to experience these things together. I got Julie, who ties all of this together, makes all of us work, all of us work together in a better way, makes us all better people, gives everything such purpose and such a feeling of unity. To the three boys, as you know, as a trainer, let alone with the stable that we have and stuff, the time I've spent away, the job she has done raising these kids, the hearts that they have that simulate hers, is as proud as anything can be. But I'm standing here and being honored. I mean, put me in the Hall of Fame in this class is putting my parents in the Hall of Fame. And everything that my father did was never a look at me, never an award for it, but is the definition of a true man. And we're standing up here and being celebrated and honored for accomplishments. And this is definitely for you, Dad. Thank you for everything you've always done for me and putting your family first. Thank you.